Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fam. We're live at BigBear.ai Performance Center in Ashburn, Virginia. Commanders getting set to practice at 1 o'clock. We'll hear from the coordinators today, Cliff Kingsbury and Joe Witt. Curious to hear what Joe says about moving down from the booth to the sideline. I don't think it's a tremendous difference. I think the organization recognized they needed to do something after the way the last couple games have gone. I think DQ is just trying to shake things up. You know, when you're playing golf, I know this pretty well, and like you got a match going, and all of a sudden you've lost four holes in a row, and you're like, hey, let's switch up the order.
Yeah.
Like,
it really makes a difference.
That's all I think this is. They're switching up the order.
Yeah, it's like, you know, there's a certain level of superstition that hangs in sports, no matter what type of sport it is. And you just want to adjust some things because you feel like the flow is going to be messed up or the vibe or whatever has been messed up, so you try to change it up. Really, everybody just has to focus on what they need to do. Get back to playing some aggressive football and stop making mistakes. You know, one thing about this team, in situations where they've had something happen positive for them, they end up shooting themselves in the foot with a false start. Some level of penalty.
Think about the start in Kansas City.
Yeah, you can't do those things, man. You have to capitalize off of the opportunities because in professional sports, you don't get too many chances. And when you get chances, you sure in the hell can't piss them away. And if you do that, then all of a sudden you need to just start expecting something that the tide will change, and you're going to be looking back saying, we should have, we could have, instead of we did.
Let's hit these phones. MGM National Harbor listener lines are open. How does Washington beat Detroit? Let's go to Brandon in Maryland. Brandon, how do they do it, dude?
They do it with respect, and that starts with respecting your opponent and anybody who is a guest on your show. Beamish, the way you disrespected that gentleman yesterday was so unprofessional, my brother. You have got to do better than that.
Just hey, bro, I'm going to disrespect you right now because you don't tell me how to talk. And you don't understand how me and Nate operate. The problem with a lot of you that want to call in and try to tell me how to talk, you don't know how me and somebody else work. So when you don't know that, keep your damn mouth shut. So that's disrespect, too. I'm always disrespect people that try to tell me how I'm supposed to say something when you don't know the whole story.
Can I chime in?
So check yourself.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. I don't have phone control here in Ashburn. Yes, Jeffrey.
Yeah, please do not call in here and, you know, say you're going to say one thing and then go completely off the rail. That will get you blocked for a long duration of time.
You don't have to block him, Jeff. I got him. I mean, my whole thing about it is I am a grown-ass man. I talk trash to you. You talk trash to me. But when you talk trash to me and I respond, you all get sensitive. I don't get sensitive, okay? I always tell Nate, okay, that he don't listen to questions. He comes in with a narrative to just go through stuff, and that is troubling to me. This show says Beamish and Finley. Doesn't say Barstool, Nate, or whatever else. So when you go down certain avenues, you put people in predicaments. I wouldn't go on his show and start talking about his damn boss and talk about a lot of people that he cool with or people that he has to deal with. That's what I'm talking about. So if you want to be able to talk trash to me and I come back at you, if your ass can't handle it, don't call in here anymore. Because I promise you, I can talk with the best of them. I can shoot the breeze with the best of them. And if you can't handle it, you are the wrong person to try to deal with me. So understand that, bro. Please.
Yeah, that was why.
By respect. Please give me a break. You got to disrespect some people sometimes to get respect.
I would also add, B and Nate have an actual relationship that people probably don't know or recognize. And, like, Nate is a provocateur. That's what he does. he and I texted yesterday, and he was like, man, that was good radio. So anybody that thinks feelings were hurt or anything.
But it's like people, this is the problem, bro. People want – it's people that was on the to text thread yesterday saying they were tired of this show because I don't agree with people's opinions. Y'all don't agree with my opinion. So who – if you could – you have the right to not agree with something I say. I have a right to not agree with something you say. Well, you may not be the person who want to say it the way I say it. That's your problem. But if I don't agree with something, I'm not going to agree with it. I'm going to tell you about it, point blank.
Well, dude, to that point, last week when Maryland Governor Wes Moore came on, I always tweet out what his picks are because mm-hmm. generally his picks have been really damn good.
Mm-hmm.
And he always has a good one-liner or two. I usually quote it and tweet it out. And last week I had some Yahoo respond to me, nobody wants him. It's too political. And I responded.
He's never said nothing about politics.
I responded by saying, we've never discussed politics. Oh, by the way, me and B like him. It's our show, so he's going to keep coming on.
Yeah. Like, it's just like, that's the thing of it is like, people feel they have a right to tell you how to do your thing. And then when you come back at them, they cannot handle it. You know what I'm saying? So it's all cool, though.
The reason
– let's go to the next, man. Let's get this stuff because, like, he got me started off wrong.
The listener lines are open to talk about football. How does Washington beat Detroit? 800-636-1067 is the phone number. Got a lot of tweets about this. Landfill tweeted out to call. People can call. My man C-Dub Curtis says the D has to come out with the energy and play the way they showed in the first half against Kansas City, and the offense has to use Marcus and his read option ability to ball control. Honestly, the first half against KC was probably the best this team has played, I don't know, maybe since the second half against the Chargers?
The team? All together? Yeah.
It wasn't Dallas. No. It wasn't Seattle.
No.
Chicago was okay.
Up and down.
Just too many turnovers. Too many turnovers.
Listen, man, this game here, now we're going to have to run the football, okay? And I know Joe Witt and the defense get a lot of blame. For me, offense is going to have to get better, and that's the way we'll win the game. For me, it's Cliff Kingsbury against Kevin Shepherd. He's going to have to figure out a way because we went up against some teams where they basically said, this team has a terrible run defense. It didn't look like that when we played against them.
Chicago and Dallas.
We're going to have to find a way to run the football effectively, which takes pressure off of Marcus. We have to run it effectively, which gives some inexperienced receivers more time to get open. Or you start running it so effectively when you put the ball into the running back's gut, those guys are going to be stopping and coming up hard, which leaves spaces. We got to do that. And that's going to come down to, yes, you got to have the players to get it done, but the scheme has to be something that's going to work against their scheme as well.
For sure. If you look at this just strategically, Detroit is kind of middle of the pack defensively. They're 13th in points allowed, 8th in yards allowed. In the rush game, they're 10th in rush yards surrendered, giving up 4.1 yards per carry. I ask you this, B. Can they run the ball with Terry out? Because we've seen defenses just kind of stack the box.
See, this is what I'm saying. Terry's not out there. So if you stack the box, doesn't mean I can't throw the ball down the field, right? If you stack the box and I just say, well, I'm going to run it because Terry's not here, I'm playing into your hands. But if you stack the box, there are guys on this football team that can run this at the receiver position. They may not have the name that Terry have. They may not have the name that a lot of receivers in the league have. But they can run. And you're going to have to take a chance, okay? And even if you don't hit it, you let them know, we're not running it all day. We will throw the ball down the field on you. That's just it. You know, there have been many games I've seen throughout my career and throughout since I left where teams go in and their receiving core is not what they're supposed to be. But they still threw the ball down the damn field. And what that does, that makes that cornerback or that safety watch for it because we thought that they wouldn't go do something because of, but they are still trying to get it done. Just like when you're not getting big runs in a game, you don't just dismiss the running game. You have to keep running it to make people respect it. So, but if you go into a game and you're throwing hitches and bubble screens and 4 and 5 yard routes and just running the ball, they don't have to respect the deep stuff. You got to make them respect you respect and have to protect the whole field.
Maybe Treylon Burks helps them. I mean, yeah. That guy was a first round pick for a reason. Athletically, really gifted. Let's hit these phones. Let's go to Lewis in Winchester. Lou, how do they beat Detroit this weekend?
Play hard. Just be yourself. Don't worry about what people say. Go out there and play hard. Be yourself. Don't worry about just play one play at a time. One play at a time. You have a bad play? Get over it. Get over it. Respond to the next play. Play hard. Get Redskins. Yep. Washington Redskins, but none as a commander. Show respect to his name and play hard.
Appreciate you, man.
And that sounds simple, but he's exactly right. Guys got to go out there and not worry about who was here, who's not here. You're here.
One thing Dan Quinn was stressing yesterday.
Put your best foot forward.
I think you heard DQ talk about this with Mikey Samerstill, and you heard him talk. He didn't name Bill, but specifically he talked about a second and short where they had a first down as it was blocked, and Bill tried to bounce it outside for a big gain, got tackled in the backfield. Second and one became third and two. With Mikey, he said, there's ups and downs. I love that he wants to be a playmaker, and he's made plays, but you can't always have that mindset. Sometimes, DQ said, we got to stop over-trying. And I understand when you've lost four in a row, the feeling that you've got to press and you've got to make a big play. Sometimes make the simple play. You know how you start a rally in baseball? With a single. It's not all home runs.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Let's go to Kurt in Ashburn. What's up, Kurt?
Gents, I actually have a real specific recommendation, and it's not my idea. In Gibbs' first year here, when Russ Grimm, Mark May, were brand new, Jeff Bostic, I think it was a free agent 1 year, in the league, and Jacoby was a free agent, and then it wasn't drafted. And when it became clear they weren't able to give Theismann good protection, Gibbs and his staff ran the dash. Theismann would take the ball and run at a 45-degree angle about 5 yards or 6 yards away, and that gave him quite a bit more time to throw. And if that's going to be a problem this week, then maybe I'll go to that.
It's a good call, man.
Half roll, something like that, move the pocket. That does help.
I mean,
but
what, we saw last week before the injury, Jaden was really effective on those boots. Yeah. Mariota can run the boot.
Mariota, like this guy just said, Mariota still has gas. Yes, he does. But this is the thing. What Dan was trying to say yesterday, guys got to stop trying to make the big play and just make the play. You know, when you got a situation in front of you, it's only one or two plays that can be made. You can make the play that's going to stop them for a short gain, or you can try to make the big play where you try to jump a ball and you miss it and they go the other direction. Guys got to get used to making the play. Like I always tell or I always say about learning how to play at this level. When you're more consistent at this level of football, you're going to make You may not make all the big plays, but you're going to be so damn consistent that you're going to be around for years to come, and then you'll know that you made more big plays than you ever thought you could. You just got to be consistent with it instead of trying to go – when people hear me say guys have to understand that this is their profession and how you got to change some things up, I'm not saying just dismiss the game plan, but there are things you figure out as the week goes on, what works and what doesn't. But it's still within the framework of the defense or the offense.
Agreed. Let's keep the phone lines going. Yeah. Let's go to Co from the Foe on line two. What's up, Co? How does Washington beat Detroit?
Hey, what's going on, fellas, man? Good morning, man.
Good morning, dude.
The way we go out there and beat Detroit is simple, man. We go out there and we cannot play like that last caller talk about B. Mitch being disrespectful to Basu. We can't go out there soft, man. That was soft talk. We got to go out there and play hard, man. That guy right there, he reminded me of the same type of individual that tell you something, and then you retaliate with words back, and then you say, oh, I was just joking, man. Come on, man. Cut that out, man. I don't think you was disrespectful, B-Mitch. Have a good day.
All right, Coach. Thanks. Let's all just talk about football. Is that difficult? Let's try Peyton in Lynchburg. Peyton, how does Washington beat Detroit?
I think we can beat Detroit by giving the ball to C-Rod. I think Bill's a great running back, but C-Rod, every time he gets the ball, he's getting yards because he's just a hard-nosed runner. I think Bill's a good running back. I think he can bounce it outside and hit a lot of nice jukes and get free when he needs to, but every time the ball's in C-Rod's hand, he just makes more, like, he's just more successful when the ball's in his hand. If you look at the carries that he's had in the previous games throughout the season, he's, when he gets over 10 carries, he's getting more than 60 to 70 yards a game and getting a touchdown. I think C-Rod is the answer.
One vote, C-Rod. I'm a McNichols guy, but I think you got to let them all out there.
Yeah. They all can do different things, but we can't try to force feed one guy. But he's right. C-Rod has been – he came in this year saying he was different, felt different. He was playing different, felt more energy. He was faster. And every time he gets a chance, he has been doing it. So,
I think if you look at where the Vikings had success against Jared Goff and this Lions offense last week, they blitzed the hell out of Goff last week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at some next-gen stats. Goff was pressured 43% of his dropbacks.
Wow.
But
didn't we do a little bit of that last year? We put pressure on him consistently. And when you pressured Goff, Goff makes mistakes.
He had 2.19 seconds on average to get rid of the ball. That was by far the fastest time in the NFL. Specifically, now I'm reading from Matt Freeze. They use the cross-dog blitz, which means both of your off-ball linebackers are blitzing and they cross each other in route to the backfield. And it was highly effective. What do we know about Detroit's current offensive line situation? Their tackles are beat up. Even if these guys end up playing, they're beat up. They're missing Wednesday's practice. I'm guessing some of these guys will still miss today, even if they play this week. Joe Witt has not blitzed. It's just a reality at this point. They generally just rush four. I think you've got to be more aggressive.
Yeah.
Try to generate turnovers and not – dude, whether you think he was good or not, Marshawn Lattimore's gone for the year now. You're down a corner. Corners rotate. Guys play all the time. Like, don't rely so heavily on your secondary to cover when they've shown you time and time again coverage has been a problem. Try to force Goff to go faster.
Yeah, totally.
I feel like we've been saying this for weeks
but
now.
But the thing of it is, they came up with a hell of a game plan last year against them. You got to try to figure out. You got to go back into the history and the crates and pull that game plan out and say, hey, we're gonna have to do this again because they got to him last year. Well. Playoffs.
Minnesota sacked Goff 5 times last week and pressured him constantly. That to me defensively is the path. I don't know if they will achieve that path. They've been hesitant to go that route, but damn, you'd love to see it. Here's what we're going to do. Quick break. Phone lines are open this whole hour. Nobody go anywhere. It is B-Mitch and Finley. B-Mitch Finley, 1067 The Fan. Taking your calls on what is the game plan for Washington to beat Detroit this weekend. They are...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Are big underdogs. Vegas has them at 7.5, more than a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Washington riding a 4-game losing streak. Things are not going well. They're trying to mix it up a little bit. They're moving Joe Witt from the booth down to the field. See if that does anything. Let's go to Kenny in Largo. Kenny, how does Washington get a win this week?
What's up, JP, B, Mitch? How y'all feeling today?
Doing good, bro. How are you doing?
We're good, dude. How are you?
I'm good. Like I said, I feel like we got to have sustained drives, you know, try to keep the Lions offense off the field as much as possible. And I agree with you, B. Mitch, when you said go back to that film from that divisional round and Joe Witt better look, better study hard, take out whatever you need to do, try to stop them, bring whatever you can bring, and just believe in themselves, man. Like, just like how Josh Conley said in the locker room, how they don't believe the season over, well, go out there and show us. Prove it to us. You know what I'm saying? Like, show us that the season's not over. That we still got a chance.
I like it, man. Good call right there. I think that's a fair place to land. Washington's got to show up.
Yeah.
Got to go out there, execute. You got to play clean football, no turnovers. I mean, start in Kansas City where they're driving the ball, moving it well, and then Debo takes it off the face mask, interception.
Yeah, interception.
Even if you only get three on that drive.
Yep.
Dude, another thing, don't get caught up only chasing touchdowns. I think sometimes whether it's the analytics or just the thought that you have to press the gas at all times. Like if you go back Monday night, Dallas goes on that really good drive to open it. I think it was 4th and 8 at like the 13.
And they went for it.
And they went for it.
Yeah.
You know what's not a bad thing? Getting points on your opening possession.
Yeah. I think in the game against Kansas City, they were trying to be aggressive because they knew they were going to have to be in a scoring match. But if you score there, then you got another interception. What if you go and get 7 there? If you're up 10-0, believe me, it put pressure on the other team no matter what. At that point now, you do what you want to do because that defense is not going to be taking too many more chances because they know now you're up 10-0. They can't take chances. That offense now will start throwing the football, and it plays into your hands. So moving forward, and we can't drop behind, bro. We've been behind 10, 14, 21 points quickly in the first half.
It was 28-0.
At that point, you can't do anything.
The turnover last week when they were down 14, fumble on the kickoff to make it 21, that's going to bury most teams.
Yeah.
That's going to
– You look at it like what happened last week. As soon as that fumble happened on the kickoff, what did they do on the next play? They went for
scored.
It. Scored. Because – you at that point, you're not playing with house money. You take chances then. They were very aggressive with it because a lot of teams would get that ball and then they're going to run it, end up getting a damn field goal. No, they say, you know what? Let's try to get another touchdown. They were trying to bury us at that moment.
Yeah.
That's how you're supposed to play football. Yeah. That's how you play it.
And that's something that gets coached on the high school level. Like when you have a turnover, when you have a quick change in a game, that's when you take a shot. Like that is not
kickoff.
Unknown.
If it's after the team score and then they kick off the ball, beginning of the game, it's like when people are not expecting.
Right.
I told you about this play in college. They kick off. We got the ball on the 7-yard line. And I say, Coach, what's up, man? He said, what we put in all week? I'm like, we're going to try that right here? He said, we said we're going to be aggressive. We ran a play-action pass, rolled in, drop off, boom, 93-yard touchdown, first play of the game. That other team was chasing the rest of the day. You know, I don't know what would have happened if it hadn't happened, but when I went to throw the ball, the dude, Troy Toriak, was so wide open, I was like, don't miss him. So I just threw a ball on the line, hit him in stride, and that dude walked in the end zone because they were not expecting at that moment. We ran the ball a lot, and when I faked the run, they came flying up. He was wide open. That's the type of things you got to do sometimes, man. Just come out with the gusto. Because if you're a running team and you come out and you do that little easy run, they're like, okay, cool. They're doing their same thing. But if you come out and you try to go over the top on one of them, you change their mindset the rest of the game.
Let's go to Franco in D.C. Frank, what's up, man? How does Washington beat Detroit?
Hey, what's up, man? Look, it's simple, man. Look, we got the advantage. You know why? Because we in the head because we beat them last year. So use that to your advantage. Look, go out there. The man in front of you, beat him. Beat him. The man in front, that goes for everybody. That's a man like you on one side of the field. Don't be intimidated. You got an upper hand because they think they beat us last year. We got to do something. So they in their head. Use that against us. That's all I got to say. Hey, Brian Milton, say who you are, baby. I love you.
All right, brother. Appreciate you.
Thanks, man. Right. What do you think? How does that weigh? Knowing the last time these two played, Washington went into Detroit and beat them down.
You know that they can beat you if you don't take it serious. It makes you understand that they're not going to be pushovers. I know Detroit sees they lost the last 4 in a row, but I guarantee you Dan Campbell is telling them, you saw what they did with us last year. Do not look past them. They are still capable. No, Jaden's not there. But they got another guy that was also the second pick in the draft. He was a Heisman Trophy winner. He still can get it done too. So he's going to make sure they understand. So when you beat a team, especially how they beat them and knock them out of the playoffs, The coach going to keep that in the head. It doesn't really make a difference in the all scheme of things. You still got to go out there and play. But the coach is going to make sure he uses that to motivate him. I promise you that.
Keep these phone lines.
And a former player at that.
Right. Let's go to Eric in Gaithersburg. What's up, Eric? How does Washington beat Detroit?
Oops. Sorry. Good morning, gents. I have four suggestions real quick. Number one, we need to do something about putting more pressure. We got to figure out some exotic blitzes or something. Our secondary can't hang for very long, so if we're not putting pressure on Goff, he's going to pick us apart all day. Secondly, is to try and get some kind of positive yards. Like you were talking about, you know, with the run with Bill, you know, take the 2 yards. Take positive yardage. Keep trying to move the chains. We don't have to – every play is not designed to go 20 yards or a touchdown. Try and get some positive yardage where you can and just keep moving the chains. The third thing is I would please ask them to stop throwing that screen pass to Debo where he's standing 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. It seems like teams – are looking at that, and it you know, he had one good success with it in the first game of the, but after that, most teams are catching on to it, and I think it's losing us yardage. And the last thing I'll say is, and B. Mitch, I hope you'll give me the respect I'm due for this. B. Mitch for president. Thank you all very much. Have a good day.
Appreciate it. You know what? I've been watching that screen pass all this time, and I'm gonna tell you one thing I've been noticing. You ever see the guy that goes out the block? What is the guy? What the defensive backs have seen it so much now. What do? They swim him and take off straight for that ball.
Yeah.
You ever thought about instead of throwing it to Debo, the block guy, whoop, he's wide open. It's nobody there. The safety is coming down hard down the middle. Nobody's up that sideline. I'm just listen.
Or just go to the other side. What if the tight end's just a delayed release? Yeah, up the seam on the other side of that.
Whatever. But don't destroy where they know it's going. I have seen in games, I'm like, damn, he's wide open. And I keep thinking, like, I watch a play saying they're setting them up for this. We haven't done it in 2 years.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, come up with something, like, different. Kansas City does it a lot. They'll run that screen, and oh, boop, oh, dude goes up sideline. You get so aggressive with it, and you see the play so much. What does the film tell you? Oh, they're going to throw this little bubble. And you come flying up, and that guy come to block you and then trip you.
Yeah.
He opened out.
I like it. Let's get another call in here. Jay is in Laurel. What's up, Jay? How does Washington win?
What's happening, sir?
What's doing up? Good, man. How you feeling?
Doing well. So I'm going to give you guys a little bit of history. B. Mitch, I know you from Club U.
You take me way back, huh?
I know JP from his dad's bar when I used to sell beer to them.
Let's do it.
So I have a lot of history with you guys, but I'm going to say this. First of all, I'm happy that y'all are syndicated on MSG because you've changed the game. When I worked for PGC, we were just radio. So that's in the past. What I will say is we can beat Detroit if they let Luvu go and be the defender that he is. They're keeping him on a line that does not help us. He should be a flex player that moves around and gravitate to what the offense is doing. So that's all I have to say.
Hi, man. Appreciate you,
dude. Thank you. Leave Luvu alone, man. Let him do his thing.
Sometimes you got to let guys with certain levels of ability and energy just be who they are.
Free Frankie. Let's go to Nate in Northeast. Nate, how does Washington beat Detroit?
What's up, fellas? What's going on today?
Chilling, bro. How you doing?
I know that's right. Hey, yeah, man, I think, man, the guys, man, they got to come, you know, as one accord. You know, as they say, a fist is always stronger than five fingers. I think if everybody come to ball, you know, offense and defense-wise, take care of their business. We got the best backup in the game with Mariota. I think, you know, as far as like the wide receivers, man, they dominate and get off the, you know what I'm saying, on their routes. The O-line, do they a solid, you know what I'm saying, job. I think Detroit should be beatable. If I'm not mistaken, they may have like one of the worst third down percentages. So if the defense can keep them, you know, behind the chains and just eliminate, you know, like big plays and stuff, man, over the top, man, and just dominate, you know, dominate the line of scrimmage. That right there is very, very important. They could dominate the line of scrimmage on both sides, man. The job can be done. I would never say that we're going to lose anybody because, you know, they just put their cleats on the same way we do. All right, fellas.
All right, bro. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Nate. Appreciate it, man.
I like that one, though.
Let's
Fist is stronger than, is better than five fingers.
Did you say a fist?
Yeah.
That makes a lot more sense.
I thought he said fish.
I thought he said fish. And I was like, I never heard that.
Fist.
That makes a lot of sense. All right.
You're funny, boy.
I'm going to break. I'm trying to be on time today. If you're on hold, stay there. Plus, we got some breaking news out of Madrid. Nobody go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're live out at BigBear.ai Performance Center in Ashburn, Virginia. Commanders getting ready to practice 1 o'clock, preparing for the Lions this weekend. Big 4:30 matchup. It was supposed to be kind of the headliner for Fox, but they have since shifted. It was going to be Tom Brady and on the call, and now Brady's heading out west for the Niners-Rams game. I wonder if that means we get Greg Olsen. Greg Olsen's really good.
I like Greg.
I kind of think he's better than Brady. It just has a
– well, Brady has a name.
Yeah.
The cachet.
I think we still have a dude on hold. Is Warren still there on line one? If Warren is there, Warren, I need you to tell me, sir, how does Washington beat Detroit this weekend?
Hey, B. Mitch. Hey, Finley. Thanks for taking my call. Yes. I need for them to resurrect some vitriol from last year. You know how Peters and Josh Harris had got snubbed on the plane. You know when they was trying to get their new coach, and the coach decided last minute he didn't want to be a part. And I could only imagine what Josh Harris and them had to say to the team before that game, because it seemed like they were ready. So I need for that same the agility that they exhibited, the mobility and the hostility. I need to resurrect that vitriol. I believe that's the keys to winning against Detroit. Thank y'all. God bless.
I man, appreciate you,
man. Resurrect the vitriol. I'm into that.
I like it.
Plenty for us to discuss. I did, however, want to bring up a little bit of news, Brian.
What's that?
It is news to me, anyway. The NFL has announced halftime entertainment for the Commanders game against the Dolphins in Madrid.
Okay. And who do we have, Mr. Finley?
We're probably going to have to lean on Jeff here for...
I don't know if Jeff is really on top of the Spanish.
I've heard of one of these dudes. Fact. All right. The National Football League today announced Argentine producer, DJ, and four-time Latin Grammys winner Bizarre Rap, alongside Puerto Rican rapper, singer, and songwriter Daddy Yankee, will headline the halftime performance.
Heard of Daddy Yankee?
Me too. Gasolina. I think that's him. will headline the halftime performance of the league's first-ever game in Spain, where the Washington Commanders will take on the Miami Dolphins at the Bernabeu Stadium in Madrid.
What's it called? A Bernabeu?
I think it's Bernabeu. Bernabeu?
Bernabeu, okay.
You tell me. Bernabeu. The E has a accent on top of it. Mm. Bernabeu? Bow, maybe?
Bernabeu. Bernabeu. However you say it. We go with you.
Let's go. Bernabeu. Jeff. Yeah. I've heard of Daddy Yankee. Is he the gas? He's Gasolina, right?
Man, Jeff's not here.
Hassan say Daddy is cool. Yeah.
Where the hell is Jeff? All right. So Bizarre Rap, I hope I'm saying that right, has gained extreme popularity and is among the top 10 most streamed artists globally. So this dude's a big deal. He has a YouTube series called
Burn a Bayou. Somebody says pronounced Burner Bayou.
Okay.
We'll take that.
Listen to this. Most recently, the producer has collaborated with the king of reggaeton, Daddy Yankee, on an all-new track to be performed for the first time at the NFL game in Madrid. So this is a brand-new song these dudes are rolling out.
All right. There you go, man.
This stuff is huge worldwide. And you know what's funny, B? I legitimately cannot count how many times I've seen Lee Greenwood perform. Mm-hmm. You know Lee Greenwood? Proud to be an American.
Okay.
Because they bring Lee Greenwood to seemingly every NFL stadium I work at. Like, okay. I've seen Lee Greenwood probably 25 times, mm-hmm. just because I happen to be there. I've gotten to randomly see some pretty cool shows over the years. Like Dolly Parton played in Dallas a couple of years ago. Remember mm-hmm. that?
Yeah.
I don't know that I ever would have seen Dolly if the situation hadn't unfolded.
I didn't know she was so tiny.
She's
tiny.
Not all parts, but she's short.
Well, they are not as big as they were. She changed them up too.
Yep. Hey, man.
Back in the day, they were the first thing you saw. Now, she say, look, I'm teeny. I'm going to bring them with me.
All right, Joey Savitt says Bernabeu is the stadium.
Bio, okay. Yeah.
I'm excited. I don't know much about these gentlemen that are set to perform.
Well, I'm looking at a lot of people on the thread here, and it says that The catalog is huge. And Daddy Yankee music, women love it. If women love it, you're going to have dudes around. Believe it.
It's that simple.
A lot of times you have somebody, oh, man, women just like him. And who the hell you think they're going to track because women like him? The dudes that are trying to get to the women.
That was my dad's philosophy hiring bartenders. He said, you always need good-looking. Not always, right? Like, I don't want to get.
Because he hired you, so we know that wasn't right.
Also, my dad is passed, so I don't think he could really get in trouble for this theory. But here we go. He's like, you want guys to be your bartenders that girls want to come see. Because then other guys follow the girls.
True.
If you have girl bartenders, then your bar is just packed with dudes.
Yeah.
And then eventually the dudes look around and they're place sucks.
But they may have good-looking friends that show up to come support their girlfriends, sure. And the guys come.
There's no wrong answer.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's what we're
going to do. So why did he hire you?
I'm a good talker, B.
Okay.
Joe Witt, Commander's defensive coordinator, addressing the media now. You will hear from Joe Witt when we return. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.